Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
All right, now it's time to turn to the thread question with Tracy Mumford, who joins me now in the studio. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
So we've been talking a lot about science, climate change, and you have a fictional insight into this.
I do. So the thread question this week is, what is cli-fi?
Excuse me?
Exactly. Cli-fi is a new term. It's been on the literary scene for the last few years, but it's gaining some steam, and it stands for climate fiction.
Okay.
So it is this subgenre of speculative fiction that imagines the future, and it basically draws the effects of global warming out into different fictional scenarios.
Okay, so I'm probably being really dense here and really reductionist, but it isn't sort of the end, sort of like usually a disaster?
Right? You're thinking like Day After Tomorrow, we've seen this movie.
That huge kind of waves thing. Yes.
Exactly. But so for instance, a new book just came out from Kim Stanley Robinson. It's called New York 2140. And it imagines what life in Manhattan looks like if the waters really do rise 50 feet. You know, like every skyscraper is now an island. So it's this unique subset of fiction that is taking kind of some of the predictions that are happening from climatologists and scientists and setting their books in this future. And they're doing it not just for entertainment, but they are also saying, you know, this could be a wake-up call for some people who haven't really imagined what this world could look like.
So is this starting to gain some broader recognition in the literary community?
It is. I mean, it's a funny term, right? Like normally when you say it, people will laugh, and you're not going to go to the bookstore and find like a cli-fi section yet. But the Chicago Review of Books actually added a regular column that they're going to be addressing, you know, what's new in the genre, what's happening. So it does seem to be growing.
And I saw, I think it was probably an issue or two issues ago, Business Week magazine did a 6-column review of a book that was just on this climate change science fiction.
Exactly. And it isn't new, right? Like Margaret Atwood has been having us imagine these kind of things forever. But we are starting to see more of it, and we're starting to see it based in these actual predictions that were coming out, just like the sea waters rising or a crippling drought in the West, right? This book, Gold Fame Citrus, is about, you know, what happens when California runs out of water. So these are sci-fi that we're used to, but also with this edge about climate change.
Now, I imagine you haven't read all of this, but do you get a sense that the writers are really delving deep into the science? I mean, they're trying to make this as realistic as opposed to Chris Farrell sitting in his room and kind of imagining, well, what might happen?
Right. I mean, they're still taking some artistic license with it, but you're starting to see some scenarios that you would see in the news in a fictional book, right? And authors have always done this. They've always tried to tackle important issues and gain empathy and things like that. You know, they tackle racism, they tackle inequality, and now they're tackling climate change.
So I'll find these kind of books in the science fiction
section. A lot of them are landing in sci-fi because there's no cli-fi section just yet. but then a lot of them are literary fiction that just have these speculative elements. So
go out on a limb. You think there will be, say, in a year or two, a section in the bookstore?
I wouldn't quite go there, but I think you'll be hearing more about cli-fi.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank
you. So glad you could join us.